controversy.
We love it.
A lot. Thanks for watching, everybody.
That's the end of the show, motherfuckers!
Okay.
Just title it controversy.
Just controversy.
We could have the entire, like, everything we just said as the title. Controversy. We love it a lot. That's the show, motherfuckers! What else? Whatever.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Native Gunslingers. And we actually did have a planned out episode, which was previewed in the last episode, if I remember correctly, that we were going to go over President Trump and what he's done since we're coming in close to the end of the election.
But fucking people started to pop shit off in fucking D.C., bro.
Shit's starting to get weird, and we're already, what, fucking 7 days into this fucking year?
2021.
Yeah, we got 9 more years of this shit.
I'm trying to write a rap about the fucking shit that's going on up in D.C. and all that with the... I'm calling it Boogaloo. And the chorus is just going to be me shouting into the mic, "This is war, bitch, motherfucking war, bitch."
It's war, bitch, motherfucking war, bitch.
Yeah, but I have some audio editing techniques that make it sound better. Yeah. Not auto-tune, it's going to be just a voice effect.
Well... Today, we quite frankly don't have a dick flowchart.
We were planning on doing some Donald Trump shit, but then some fucking people up in... During a Trump speech. This is my favorite part. Not too many people know this. Trump was midway through giving a speech, and the back half of the speech is like, "You know what? This Capitol building looks pretty good to invade." And that is the funniest shit ever, since Donald Trump and a lot of people in the front of the line of the speech didn't know what was happening. Like, I knocked some shit over. No. I was watching Timcast, and there was a couple of reporters who were on the ground there, like independent reporters.
Yeah.
But they were on the ground there, and they said that they were about to go to get McDonald's because they, like, there wasn't anything happening at the speech. And as they were walking out, they realized, people are going into the Capitol building right now. And, yeah. Since they had their press passes, they actually went into the Capitol building. They were filming with their iPhones, since some of the... people invading the Capitol building were fucking smashing reporters, like legit reporters' cameras, so they went in with just their iPhones. They left their cameras behind.
There were armed people in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course there would be. Wait, if Trump supporters didn't have guns when they came in to invade somewhere, I'd be very disappointed.
Thing is, they were technically breaking D.C. law. Civilians aren't allowed to carry in D.C.
Well, that's kind of the point of, you know, telling the government we're sick of your shit. I'm a libertarian. I don't know if I stated that in previous episodes. But
I don't know where I stand politically anymore. I've been looking into some shit and all that. And just with the hypocrisy I've seen on, like,
yes,
the extreme Trump supporter side and all of it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, all of them who were saying, "We're going to go to work tomorrow." A lot of them did just go back to work. But a lot of them reacted the same way the Dems did. And you can't fight fascism with fascism.
Exactly. That's why I'm a libertarian for two different reasons. One, the actual libertarian philosophy, I agree with it full-heartedly, about with life, liberty, and property is the unalienable rights of every human being, and no one has to say so over that. It's the government's job to protect those rights. And the hypocrisy with both Democrats and Republicans, where literally 100 years ago, what you call a Democrat now would be a Republican then, and vice versa. They're always changing. And the Libertarian Party, since they act like a third party, which they need to fucking quit, they're relatively the same. So, yeah, as you can imagine, us libertarians were rock hard when we had people storming the Capitol armed.
Well, I was watching, I'm like, well, that fucks with my plans, but if I start making music about it, maybe it'll fucking boost me up. Plus, I haven't heard a Boogaloo song yet, and I definitely haven't heard any Boogaloo songs about rap, being rap music, so...
Tom might beat you to it.
Oh... Yeah, but his song wouldn't be titled Boogaloo. I plan to actually have it be titled Boogaloo and be themed straight about the boog.
Imagine that's in his chorus, though, is Boogaloo is actually in it.
Imagine if I write it and stuff, and, like, I'm literally seconds away from hitting the fucking publish button. He surprises us with a surprise song, and it's word for word what I write.
That would suck. That's how you know I did good, if something you did was something else.
Oh, no,
else
I'd
Tom
still
did.
Publish it. I'd still publish it, since there'd be no way to tell who published it first, too. Because, like, it would be seconds. It'd be the same day of, and as long as it's not using the same beat and shit, which he makes all his own beats now.
Yeah. But there's There's a lot to this whole capital situation. A lot of bitching, a lot of cheering, a lot of memes. Yeah. Can't wait to see if this actually goes anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's fucking crazy, dog. Like,
we literally, like, I swear, we almost went from having a president to having a Jarl, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, we're going from fucking...
I'm pretty sure that wasn't that guy. The guy who sat in Nancy Pelosi's desk.
The fucking, horn guy?
No, I don't think that was
him. Oh, that guy. The guy who was, cross-legged and stuff and all that.
Yeah, he got arrested.
Yeah, he got arrested yesterday.
Someone also auctioned off the fucking, podium.
That's a smart way to do it. You don't have the fucking evidence anymore. Someone else does. Yo.
$10,000 for the fucking thing, too.
Oh! Guy's loaded. He's paying them court fees whenever they come for him, though.
Oh, let's be real. They're gonna be way out of his reach of payment. Even if he's rich and shit.
Oh, yeah. But he's gonna have help. Like, 7.4 million Trump supporters help since they got the Kenosha kid off, which he didn't break the law at all, in my opinion. He's a fucking hero.
Kenosha kid? Yeah, no, he didn't. He didn't break the law. He actually stood against, you know, chaos and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, he was 17, he had a gun, but for fuck's sake, like, people were, his home town.
I'm pretty sure he got off on the trial and stuff because they couldn't prove he brought the gun from out of state.
That is true. There was no confirmation of that.
And since he was with other adults when he was, like, seen holding the gun at first and stuff, it was perfectly legal. Just like
because he was accompanied by an adult with his arm, weapon. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Just like here in, our state. Have we said our state yet? I don't know. But, here in our state, if you're a minor and an adult's walking around town with a gun and stuff and he lets you carry it, it's perfectly legal.
We live in Kansas.
Yeah.
We can say that much. Somehow we're gonna get a fan base. They're gonna scour all across Kansas looking at every camper there is trying to find us.
They're gonna find us and they're gonna suck our nuts.
Hope not. But yeah, that... Yeah, but I hate it whenever I argued against, you know, the one that I used to argue with. That's what we're going to call her. SK.
SJ. Oh, yeah.
SJ, my bad.
No. Fucking.
That person.
One thing that I think should be talked about a bit is, this isn't me taking BLM's side by any means, or Antifa's side. The extreme over-aggression that was seen... when they were doing the riots and protests and stuff.
Yeah.
Even against their peaceful protesters of BLM, you know, the actual ones who care.
Yeah.
And shit. Compared to the, like, basically gross negligence of this one, since, like, BLM got tear-gassed during one of their really peaceful ones and stuff.
Yeah.
Since the rioting only happened in D.C. at night. They got tear gas and rubber bullets fired on them.
Mm-hmm.
For basically just standing. And stuff, and they weren't blocking the street. They went through the legal means to have a legal protest on that road and stuff. And they got tear gassed and taken out of there and stuff and all that. And then with this, the Capitol Police opened the fucking gate.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Is what I'm thinking is the Capitol Police were all up for it.
Like, oh,
they
yeah.
were equally. I get like there's a different factors, and I understand that whenever there were peaceful. Whenever there were actual protests and not full-blown riots and chaos, I don't think that they really should have been, you know, going off the rails and unloading on them. That's ridiculous. They weren't doing anything at that point. They were in their rights. Civil disobedience.
Thing is, some people are thinking that those ones who went off the rails weren't even CPD, since CPD knows how to deal with riot. You know,
yeah.
Like, or DC Police Department and all that. They know how to deal with the riot. They've done it before.
Yeah.
Some people are thinking those were federal wardens and all that. Who
don't really see action or nothing.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's
definitely what some...
Especially since that was when they were sending in federal units down to Portland. So they were thinking that it was the same thing. Granted, those federal units are still in fucking Portland because Portland.
Yeah, Portland. Oh,
just
boy.
Just say Portland, fucking... shit show right now.
You know, I was going to say...
It's been a shit show for a long time.
I was going to say the same thing I said when we mentioned Portland. Becca has own episode. This is the episode of controversy. We can talk a little on that later.
Yeah.
But on to the whole Capitol thing is the reason why I don't think they had much resistance were two factors. One, there are people there that were for that action. And they couldn't...
Don't get me wrong. There was some resistance and stuff. And especially afterwards when they sent in the SWAT teams and stuff, there were... Yeah. People fist fighting cops and shit, all that. And,
No one.
Apparently. One broad got shot from inside, while she was inside and all that. The security that was in there shot her through a door.
Damn. Well, he probably could have been blindly firing into that crowd.
Yeah.
Well, which was. Which. And then, I'm not a fan of that. Which at the same time, while I'm up for this revolt, he was probably really thinking irrationally.
That's the problem, though. Like, we're in the age of fifth generation warfare. Taking the Capitol building doesn't do shit. It's how people perceive you that does. This actually hurt that whole, you know, the whole movement and stuff, you know? Okay. Take it like this. Support for BLM was at a net positive 18% and all that before George Floyd. After George Floyd, like immediately after, 28% net positive and stuff.
Yeah.
After Antifa started the riots and stuff, since I do believe it was Antifa.
It was definitely Antifa. The Antifa usurped that movie.
BLM support went down 10% from that original 18.
Mm-hmm. So they went down to only 8% net positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
so net positive, that's above 50%.
I can definitely say the Capitol people probably gained some extra support from some people who were sick of the government.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, taking the Capitol may not mean much, but since a lot of the representatives were there, that would have been a big one.
Well, one thing I hate is the mainstream media, a couple months ago during the Antifa stuff, were like, defund the police, we need less police presence, all that stuff, we need to demilitarize the police. Now they're saying more police, more militarization of the police. All this bullshit because they
they don't believe in that in any of this bullshit. They're just trying to make sure the Democrats are looking good.
No, they're only there to support their own agenda.
Exactly, their agenda.
And that's the big thing is, especially with Trump being banned and stuff, and people online now believe that he was egging them on, even though the entire time he's like, stop doing that.
He was trying to say, stay peaceful and whatnot.
Stay peaceful. And Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them banned the fuck out of him.
Yeah, they tried to make sure he stayed looking
bad. And they're purging their system of anyone who's supporting him, too, specifically Twitter. So, say you've been an open Trump supporter and stuff, all that, and you're not too, like, fucking, big, like, you're not a Republican senator and stuff. They are taking your shit down. And all that. They even shut off Timcast, during his podcast and all that, they shut down his comment section. Because what he and the people on his podcast were saying wasn't supporting violence at all, wasn't supporting what happened at all, really. No. Well, they were talking about how, like, they like to see that kind of passion, but they don't like how the people did it. Since
true,
like that's
that was a lot more anger and less rationality.
Yeah, plus they couldn't hold the Capitol, and if you can't hold it, there's no point.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got their message across, so they're sick of it.
Yeah, and this was all triggered by somehow Georgia flipped the Senate. Georgia alone flipped the Senate, even though we had it, we held it last election, all that.
Huh.
And we gained more Republican reps. I'm saying we because, yeah. I'm saying we just because that's the side that we're talking about. But
we're talking four.
They gain more Republican representatives. Somehow a revote in Georgia causes the Senate to flip. They didn't have revotes in any of these other states and stuff, and the Senate still flips. That is bullshit.
Especially since that the states that were contesting heavily on the election during the election were supposed to have some new electoral votes. That was supposed to happen, and I have not heard that happen yet because that was in motion, that was on its way. Epic Times and a few other Republican sources. Well, Epic Times more libertarian. They're more about like fuck China than anything. Fuck communism.
So people were angry more or less about
the bullshit that's just going on.
The bullshit that happened and stuff, and now we have an all-blue government. If they're able to do this without, you know, causing an all-out fucking war, which I hope they don't, but part of me is like, you know what, they kind of need to be put in their place at this point.
See, yes, like I said, I'm libertarian. I'm kind of anticipating it at this point. Yeah. I'm waiting for
that. That's the whole prepper thing. Like I said, I hope they don't, but it looks like that's where it's heading.
I think it's safe to say.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, bro.
Yeah, sadly, I'm kind of hoping that it happens and we win the fight. And we. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, with fifth generation warfare, it doesn't matter how many cities you take, all that shit. It matters the public perspective.
Yeah.
But half of the American public, like the news won't talk about it, but half the American public is Trump supporters. They're not all crazy redneck racists. Some of them are.
Yeah.
I'm not saying none of them are. I'll never say that. And I'm not saying all Democrats are fucking pro-Antifa psychopaths. A lot of them are.
True.
Because apparently to them, Antifa's an ideology.
But the thing is,
fucking painful.
Sure, they'll have that public perception skew, but if the actual war starts,
yeah,
there's genuine problems for the government side of things. Because they only think they have a vast majority of power because how loud the people that are following them are. Sure.
Well,
they
with a lot of the flipping people who voted in this past election, they're low information voters. Those are the people you have to worry about, since that's like a lot of America is low information.
Yeah.
People who stay out of politics and stuff, like most people don't realize, like Timcast. He talked about how he's actually been in countries that had revolutions and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is what it looks to be the start of, and he's getting the gut feeling, since he's had death threats and stuff for being in those countries, and they were rounding up and arresting journalists and stuff. And he was talking about how the gut feeling he's had since the shit that went down on Wednesday hasn't gone away, because in those other countries, it would go away the moment he got on the plane to get the fuck out of there. In America, he can't get on a plane and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
He is in it, you know?
Which means some people probably gonna have to fight.
Yeah.
Which
some people
now, if
people who don't want to fight, most people don't want to fight.
Yeah, so. Most people don't want to fight. Most people are ready to fight, but most of them don't want to.
Yeah, well, actually, most people aren't even ready to fight.
Well, when I say most, I was thinking about, you know, the revolution side.
The 3% are revolutionary.
And the military that will turn their backs towards the government if they, you know, start inflicting these laws that they want.
The thing is, if they convince the people in the military that somehow it's a like Nazi revolution or some shit, that's a big deal and stuff, but they won't. They can't
because they get, because the general
too much of the military is invested in this stuff and joins it because of where they stand on guns and all this other
and
stuff.
The generals and whatnot get direct information for what the fuck's actually happening.
Yeah.
So they can't skew it, and
if you're on the ground and all that,
you're gonna see firsthand what it actually looks like.
This is not only gonna be third generational warfare, it's gonna be a mix of that and fourth, or not third, this is gonna be a mix of fifth and fourth generation warfare. Fifth generation warfare, public perception, propaganda, and cyber attacks.
Yeah.
And then it's also gonna be a mix of third generation warfare, which is, you can't see the enemy from, like, fourth generation warfare. You can't tell the enemy from a civilian from an ally.
That's true. That's gonna be crazy.
And third generation warfare is guerrilla tactics. And second is what we saw in World War II, frontline pushing. And then first is all war before that.
Yeah,
marching lines, sword combat, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, we're definitely gonna see 3 to 5 predominantly. Yeah, if we maybe 2, maybe once or twice that might happen where
it's an actual frontline push. But those are gonna be inside of cities to take cities.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, rural areas are going to be like, you know, the fourth generational warfare tactics where the government sends in soldiers, or Antifa, or the NFAC sends in their soldiers and stuff, and they're not going to know who's going to be the guy with the gun.
That's the biggest thing, too.
Who's going to be packing.
There's going to be factions in this, too.
Like, yeah, it's not going to be like any other war before. This is a two-sided revolution where two different sides want to take over the government.
But for two different reasons, because the government did a pretty good job at making a skew.
Their divide-and-conquer strategy is going to be what fucked them in the ass. To put it in the crudest form possible and stuff, the media's dividing. This is more of the media and stuff. You know, they're in the pockets of all these special interest groups and stuff. Their divide and conquer policy to divide the country to, you know, stay in power and keep real change from ever actually happening and stuff, is going to be their undoing.
That's why specifically I want to do, like, I spoke to you in past about this idea of the news source, the political wars, taking all news sources and making objective claims, because the information from news sources, you can't rely on one source. You have to have another source opposing to the idea of the other source to get an idea of what's actually going on. And at the same time, you have to have an idea of what source you're looking into, because their history will show whether or not they're really telling the truth, whether or not they have an agenda, because of consistency. Of all things.
Yes.
Like CNN, they stated specifically that it was peaceful protest for Black Lives Matter and whatnot. But beforehand, Georgia, Tennessee? Where was it that they tried to make that, try to basically do a red flag gun revoke?
A lot of states have tried to do it, but they haven't gone far. But, Virginia's government, during our last election cycle and all that, was, 2 years ago, was taken over by all hard blue anti-gunners and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were going to pass red flag laws. And the thing about Virginia is they have that one huge city.
Yeah.
Richmond, their capital city. The rest of it's all rural. So, yeah.
There was no way they're going
to
be successful.
We were seeing the seeds sowed there for what was to come, essentially.
Yeah, but people marched up to their capital armed and told them not to. Nothing happened. But they told them, and they chanted to take down the law. CNN.
Hey, Dad. Yes, I know they made another one. We're in the middle of the podcast again. Don't call me on Saturday nights, Dad. I'm pretty sure I couldn't hit stop recording and all that. So this is probably in the episode. Yeah. No, I know they made another Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure or whatever. Oh, no. Those are hilarious movies and stuff. Bye. Let me see.
If not, then we can just cut it out.
Yeah, I'll have to. Oh, it looks like it. I think it auto-paused.
Okay.
It probably got the start of the call, or at least the ring, but I can transfer it over to my audio editor that I use for music and stuff and just cut that part out, since the editor on this fucking app we use to record podcasts doesn't do shit. You try to cut one part out, nothing happens, dog.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, guys, in case it was already cut out, we got called in the middle of this one. Again, this keeps happening. But what I was saying before is CNN, they did the whole, it's mostly peaceful protests for the BLM riots and protests. But whenever in Virginia, there was just a group of people chanting and marching up on the Capitol to not pass a law, they said that a protest has to be peaceful. This is basically violent, that it's threatening. We can't call this a protest because of the way it is. And it was more tame than vast majority of what happened with Black Lives Matter.
Okay, I was watching videos and stuff from people actually on the ground. That shit looked more like a big-ass barbecue to me. Like, not gonna lie. Like, I'm pretty sure people were barbecuing.
Yeah.
It looked like a tailgate. It looked like redneck shit.
That's the thing. Those were only people from that state, too, right? Yeah, if a war happens, I'm sorry, but the gun supporters are gonna own this.
The only people from out of state that I know were there and stuff were different gun channels giving out free magazines. AK Guy was giving out free magazines, TFB TV was giving out free magazines. All sorts of gun channels were just... They sent guys there, and some of them couldn't show up on their own, and they were just handing out magazines. And you know what's fucked up? In the eyes of CNN, they reported that it was a white supremacist uprising.
Even though there was a vast majority
Look at the video, almost no one even had rebel flags. And a lot of rednecks consider the rebel flag the symbol that we're allowed to...
Rebel.
And I'm pretty sure it was... I'm pretty sure in Virginia, the rebel flag's part of their state flag.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like,
so you never saw that, so you can't say white supremacists. And you can, and that's going to be an issue if a war does start. They're going to fly the rebel flag, and people are going to use that.
No, I think people... I'm pretty sure people nowadays understand the, you know... how the other side perceives that flag and stuff.
Yeah.
So... I know that they're going to fly one of three flags. Three percenter flag, because even if you're not a member, people support the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
A Trump flag, because that's what's...
That's what's really made the... That's what really insinuated everything.
Trump Republicans are different than regular Republicans.
Yes.
Regular Republicans are dick suckers.
Like, they say... Romney. Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is the perfect example. They're all, on some level, Mitt Romney.
Yeah. They will change their point of view if anyone says a bad thing about them. Oh, I'm sorry. I believe this now.
Especially if there's a Democrat in office. They are Beniers and stuff.
So what's the third flag?
The third flag would be the Don't Try Me flag. But Trump Republicans are like Dan Crenshaw and Donald Trump and a bunch of other ones who recently got elected and all that, who are straight up saying, we're not taking it anymore. We're not dealing with this shit anymore. And Trump Republicans are actually some of the more accepting people. There are some far crazy ones and stuff who don't support gays, don't support transgenders, don't support
all that. Yeah, they piss me off.
They piss me off too, since like, I'm sitting back like, everyone has the right to do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting someone else.
Yeah.
Like, in my own personal opinion.
I don't even think it's an opinion at that point. I think that's just... downright moral, is that people have the right to do something. That's part of the life, liberty, and property thing.
Well, hell, if you talk to any transgender person and all that, or most of them and stuff, that I've spoken to personally and stuff, and I've seen people talk online about, none of them are... They all advocate against, they say children, meaning older children, not, like, kindergartners, should learn about these kind of issues, like being
middle school
or even high school students and stuff. They should learn about this because there are going to be transgender kids and gay kids and stuff.
That should be a thing, but grade school is...
Grade school is a different thing, and none of them are saying force it on your kids.
Yeah.
But there are parents who do force it on their kids.
Because they think they're... Because they're getting big off that, is what some of those parents do, and some of those parents use it as a tactic. Like, there's a whole news...
And some of them are, profiting off of it.
Yeah, there's a news story where...
And some of them are living through their children.
Yeah, there's some people who... Like, there was a woman who was getting back at her husband after they got divorced, where she got to keep the kid. She forced her son to act like a girl, dress like one, be one, and that kid would cry whenever he stayed with his dad, because he didn't like it.
Okay, we're thinking of a different one. There was a dad who claimed all that stuff, but then in an interview, a kid... he was saying no, he wants to dress like a girl. But the thing is, it's a little kid. And I don't really give a fuck how you let your kid dress as long as you're not making them take hormone blockers or anything like that.
Yeah, that could really fuck them up at that age. That really can. Their immune system's weak, their body is morphing if you do anything
The problem with hormone blockers is it's not like a transgender or a guy transitioning to a girl taking estrogen and stuff, or a girl transitioning to a guy taking testosterone. Hormone blockers stop hormones. You know what you need hormones for?
Living.
Bone mass, immune system, all this other shit. Hormone blockers cause cancer. It's been proven. It's almost as bad as cigarettes.
Yeah, that's pretty important to know. That's not okay.
You want to force your kid to smoke cigarettes, so why would you? And the doctors signing off on this need to lose their job. The ones signing off on children getting hormone blockers and stuff. Like, if you're an adult and you decide, oh yeah, I want to do this and stuff. I think, fuck it, go ahead. And also, with the whole transgenders issue and stuff, did you know transgenders need to get like multiple notes from different therapists and stuff?
Yeah.
Saying they want to be that way. And I'm like, okay, in my opinion, if a dude wants to get a tit job...
Yeah.
It should be the same as if a chick wants to get a tit job. As long as they're an adult, it's their choice. Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, I want to express this. I said in libertarian, life, liberty, property thing, there is the idea for anyone who could be listening and understands this, that if you do anything to harm yourself, and I'm to stop you from doing it, that's unjustified of me. And so that's how that works. Now, when it comes down to kids, on the other hand, there's a reason why adults get to do things and kids don't, because kids are not only developing, they don't understand everything, and they don't understand their rights and how things work, and they have to be guided safely and be controlled somewhat to make sure they get to the age and learn and understand their own rights. If I'm gonna have kids, which I don't plan to.
So my little sister, she just turned 9 last week and all that.
Yeah.
I think 9 or 8, I'm not sure. I don't pay attention. But no.
Yeah.
If she came to me one day and she's like, I think I'm a boy in a girl's body, I'm gonna be like, cool, dude. You know? I'm not gonna tell dad, hey, you gotta put her on hormone blockers, hey, you gotta get her a therapist and stuff, since, well, it's very obvious she's not. She fucking loves makeup.
yeah, she's I know she's not.
Kids say stupid stuff, and kids like to play dress up and stuff. Toddy's a tomboy and stuff. Doesn't mean she's gonna become a guy in the future.
Yeah, even
stuff.
Kids.
She wears my work boots and stuff because she thinks it's fun to be like her big brother. Though her big brother doesn't like him touching his shit.
Yeah, but there's even kids will say they're dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And trans species do exist, but that's definitely a topic
that's
for
not
another
a thing. That's pseudoscience. That's fucking bullshit.
Oh, please, trust me, a good chunk of this shit is pseudoscience. Like, a lot of this liberal stuff is anti-science. But I have to get to the point I was trying to make earlier.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Sorry for going on a bit of a tangent about
this
stuff.
Well, that's kind of what we're here to do. But what I was going to say earlier was that if I were to have kids, which I don't intend on doing, I would teach them in a way so much not telling them how to do stuff, more so how to learn things, how to understand things, how to know where it is right and wrong and whatnot. And I'll definitely get angry, but I probably refrain from maybe spanking them or such, because for two reasons. One, there's definitely really effective ways to discipline a kid without actually touching them, and I've heard comedians and stuff mostly do it, which gives me to the latter of the two options. It's fucking funny when you do it the right way. Telling Chad Daniels, when his son wouldn't eat the carrots for dinner, he told his son, you want to... His son cussed at him for the first time over it, and he got nervous, and Chad Daniels was like, you want to prove that you're a man? Go outside and prove that you're a man? And his son's like, yeah, gets up, puts on his Velcro shoes, doesn't break eye contact with him, starts going outside, and then the kid asks, are you going to get up? Chad's like, no, I'm going to sit here and eat this. Well, the kid's like, well, I thought you were going to come outside and beat me up. He's like, no, I'm going to stay here and eat this. What I meant by, are you going to prove you're a man and go outside, is that you're going to live in our front yard for a week and only eat what you hunt and forge.
Damn.
And that shit was hilarious. And it's like, man, that's probably what I'm going to do, is make my kids think I'm meaning one thing, but not really.
No. I actually thought that was going to go a different way. You want to prove you're a man? Go get a job. Oh, you're too young to get a job? Then you're not a man. Eat the fucking carrots.
Yeah.
I'd just be... Actually, chances are, since I'm a bit of a hothead and stuff...
Punch him in the face.
get the crowbar out! Time to break some kneecap! The thing is, I'd react the same way my dad does, probably, since he's getting a bit older now and stuff. He'd probably be like... No, Toddy, I'm gonna fucking cook the cat. That's his new way of parenting. When I was little, he would spank us and stuff, you know? He'd spank us. He'd put us in the corner, but he'd, make threats while we were in the corner. Like, hey, if you get out of the corner, I'm slamming your head into that wall.
And I'm and you're gonna stay there.
Yeah, and you're gonna be stuck. But nowadays, since he's not old, since he's only 42, but,
just some people.
Middle-aged. So middle-aged, I guess.
50 will be
right. He had his midlife crisis when he was 20, though. That was when he was buying the crazy cars and stuff, right after him and my mom got divorced and stuff. So nowadays, he's, content, and he raised me to where I don't think I'm gonna have that kind of crisis and stuff, because I'm already, old. I already react to things the way an old man does.
Yeah,
oh, these damn kids with their tackety-tickities.
Yeah, trust me. I don't even, social media and shit, because I'm like an old man too.
Well, it's all ran by algorithms nowadays. Like, we went on a tangent. What the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know.
Punishing my kids. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put the cat in the microwave.
I'll put the cat in the microwave and make you watch it pop. Damn it.
No. Oh, fucking to fuck with Toddy as a joke. I picked up the kitten and put it in the microwave. Didn't turn it on. I'm not that bad. The kitten knows we cook food in that. So I opened the door and the fucker was crying, and every time like we make too loud of a noise and or pick it up and stuff, it'll start to cry, and I'm like, "Oh, you poor little kitty. I'm sorry. We're not going to eat you. We're going to fucking eat you." Also, every now and then I just shove its head in my mouth to freak it out.
Oh, poor cat. But let's go back on to the controversy you're going on about how we think this next civil war would turn out. There's definitely going to be a next one in the future.
I feel like it's probably going to be... since China's making moves towards Taiwan, what could happen, and what I kind of theorize is going to happen, is before shit pops off here, they're going to have a... we're going to get involved with that.
Well, Taiwan has already moved up 50 fucking ships.
Oh, they're already packing.
Yeah, Taiwan got some extra ships from the U.S. and is...
No. They're being very passive. But I feel like if China tries anything with Taiwan, it's going to trigger a World War III event, and we're going to have a patriotic movement. Since the media controls everything, they're going to... Basically, we're going to renew a draft. We're going to fucking have people go to war for their country and stuff, mm-hmm. for another country to have freedoms that are going to be getting stripped away here.
Let's be real. If the revolting side really wants to win,
or they have to... if China's playing it smart, they'll wait for shit to start hitting the fan here and then do the whole thing over there.
Which would still be difficult because Taiwan has proven to have enough punch. And plus, let's be real.
Well, why do you think they haven't invaded Taiwan yet? They don't have the power.
Not to mention, Beijing's also been doing a lot of shit.
Hong Kong, Beijing, all the major port cities that are more or less ran by America and stuff.
Yeah, I definitely bet that if China goes after Taiwan, the U.S. would not have to get involved as much because those other cities will say, fuck you, you're going after us, we'll come back after you, and
they have been for years now. Specifically, Hong Kong with all those riots. Those riots last a year, and I'm on the side of those riots since they are legitimately fighting for freedoms
because they don't have freedom. They get silenced like no other. People here in America bullshitting about this subconscious racism, this idea of inequality,
this cancel culture, can't understand. And stuff, they don't realize that what that inevitably ends to is a police state. Like China.
That's why...
mass censorship, and if you don't think the right way, they put you in a new thinking camp. Or prison. Or they just fucking kill you.
Yeah, like kind of how fucking Russia used to do things. And that's why I think that maybe some civil war spurs, where gunfights break out because people are getting pissed at what's going on, needs to snap everyone back into place. Like, we're playing with fire. We need to quit. Well,
gunfights have already started. The Kenosha kid, the fucking security guard. Those are two centrists who got involved and killed people.
Yeah, because they had to.
The Kenosha... no, that security guard walked up and popped a guy in the skull with no forewarning, no aggression, no nothing.
I don't know about that one, then.
The security guard, it was at a Trump rally. Antifa showed up, started talking their shit and stuff. The security guard from a different area walked over, still in uniform, pulled his, I'm going to call it a service pistol since it's the one the company gave him, put it up against the guy's head and blew his brains out. Trump supporter's head. Blew his brains out, walks off.
A Trump supporter's head?
Yeah. So these are regular people getting involved, and that's fucking scary if you think about it, because this means it's no longer far right, far left.
It's everyone. And quite frankly,
and that's how this shit goes, is if you want to stay out of this stuff, you're going to have to go become a homesteader, and a lot of homesteaders are going to have their fucking land taken by whoever's taking control of the area.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, is that, you know, the media, while they control a whole lot, there are people that work for them are still human. Because I guarantee that people are...
well, like that guy who exposed CNN.
Yeah, he was actually used to be an anchor.
Oh, shit, really?
I think so. I know, I remember seeing actual
clips of him talking. I know they kept his name out of the media and stuff. The guy who was,
He said his name in the thing that I saw. Oh. So I don't remember. I had to look back at it. We're talking about a thing by the Venice something. There's like a 2-3 part video series about a actual like face of CNN exposing all of their manipulation of everything, how the actual journalists can't, you know,
say what they want to say.
Even like
they became a journalist to tell the truth, and they're being forced to lie.
Don Lemon, when he was interviewing Morgan Freeman, said that he was sick and tired of talking about the racism. And just before he said that, he said, "I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I'm sick and tired of it." And that video is still out there. So I definitely know if shit really is starting to hit the fan, I guarantee some of those people are going to be like, "I'm done with it."
They're going to take over their own news companies or start their own. Well, like Google, Timcast did.
Google actually now is having a union set up because all the workers are getting sick of all the government negotiating that they say that the workers said is going on. They're sick of the government negotiating, the inflation, the moving of all the information. They're sick of it, so they're
the censorship.
They're setting up a union, so that means Google is the Alphabet companies. So all of it is going to get a union. So that means, you know how Trump got censored, all the Republicans getting censored. You got all these liberal ideas being pushed to overshadow conservative ideas and whatever else.
Actually, a lot of those news companies, they'll change the title based off of the region.
Oh yeah.
So if you live in LA, if you're a conservative in LA, you're gonna have a bunch of liberal garbage pushed down your throat. If you're here in Kansas, I get more ads for fishing than anything else. Like, they don't send me news articles anymore.
Huh, that's odd.
Or if they send me news articles, it's about stuff that's happening in New York, and they specify New York. And they're actually telling what exactly happened, not taking a side. And I'm like, well, that's fucking weird. Unless I go searching for a liberal source or a conservative source, they don't show me either side, because they don't want to show you the conservative side, because obviously.
Yeah.
But these algorithms, the reason why we got here is these algorithms that YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all these have, create echo chambers, because they show you more of what you want to see. So say you're a hardcore conservative, you're making conservative posts and stuff, they'll only show you conservative voices for the most part.
That is true.
Like,
that is a problem.
Like Ben Shapiro and, like, okay, the reason why I went from being more or less staunch Republican and all that to more libertarian now and stuff is because I went and I looked for some of these other people to see what they were saying, specifically transgenders recently. That's why I brought it up earlier in the cast and stuff. Is I wanted to do some research on what's the actual science behind this. Is this all just being gay but more extreme?
No.
There's legitimate science behind this stuff that I hadn't realized.
Yeah, here's the biggest thing about most of the liberal stuff that pisses people off is a lot of it actually does have legitimate reasoning behind it. It's just people the loud minority of those groups made it look batshit crazy, and media insinuated that.
The big thing is,
they harm people.
Conservatives and all that, they will only ever see the loudest voices.
Yeah.
Like liberals and stuff, if you're a hardcore liberal, you probably think the same way most actual middle class conservatives do, unless you're, you know. What I'm saying is, most people are libertarian, they just don't realize the other side is just
also about libertarian. They just maybe lean a little
because,
more to one
think
side
about
or the
it.
Other.
Okay. Liberals, they only hear the most extreme conservative points from their liberal podcast and YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Conservatives only see the most extreme liberal points from the liberal podcast and all that. You know?
Yeah. It's nuts. That's why I'm glad that I heard that union, because the Alphabet companies of Google.
Yeah.
So that means, what all is Google owning? Like fucking Facebook and Twitter? Aren't those also tied into Google? No?
Separate companies, both major fucking things. Okay, so Facebook. What? Okay, Google owns YouTube and a bunch of other smaller subsidiaries that are just now part of umbrella being called Facebook, or not Facebook.
Alphabet.
Yeah, the Alphabet
companies.
Facebook owns Oculus and Instagram are the two I'm certain of. That's why you have to log into Facebook if you have any Oculus headset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because they're fucking tracking you. This is coming from a guy who's getting an Oculus in like a week.
They don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Oh, no, they already jailbroke it. God bless coders. God fucking bless them. They jailbroke it in a week after its release, and Facebook hasn't patched the shit.
So they can't really
enforce the whole rule. Thing is, if you have multiple Oculuses and stuff, since a lot of people, since they only have like a 2.5 hour long battery life, unless you get the extra battery pack for the headset and stuff, a lot of people will have multiple headsets to just switch between. Yeah, Facebook has been banning users' Facebooks.
Because they do that.
Because they have multiple Oculuses and stuff. And I'm sitting back like, yo, wait, so if you lose your Facebook, you lose all the stuff you paid for in the Oculus store, all the games you downloaded onto the thing and stuff, all that shit.
I feel like you go to court over that.
Somehow. Oh, you could. You could, because that means if you make a post that's a little bit too offensive or a little bit too insulting or some shit, or they consider harassment even though it's an inside joke, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
happened to me. If you lose your Facebook account to that, you lose games you play. And, oh, your Oculus has to be factory reset. And you can't make a fake Facebook because they've been cracking down on fake Facebook profiles. So I'm just going to fucking use that one site that makes a AI-generated face and stuff. These people don't exist. And just make weekly posts that don't make any sense, like cryptic messages. The world is burning. I have eaten the baby. And spell the baby like the rapper. I have eaten the baby.
Oh! The messages aren't anything serious. They're just like little fun puzzles.
So it's a shit post.
Exactly.
It's a cryptic ass shit post.
But yeah. But yeah, you can go to court over that, because that's basically them taking your property away.
Yeah.
Without any contract.
Well, it'd be like if Apple didn't like what you're text messaging it and stuff to other people, so they disabled your phone.
Yeah, that's like they didn't say anything about having the rights to dictate that. They would have to contract that. I mean, maybe if you read terms of service, they might have the right to beat around to that.
It's probably really weirdly in the terms of service for Facebook, but
even if it is, if it's not straightforward, you can win on that still, because that's completely
unclear. No. The American government and the German governments, two weeks ago, yeah, right after Christmas, filed lawsuits against Oculus. Really? Against Facebook specifically and all that, for monopolistic practices, which ever since Facebook bought out Oculus has been having monopolistic practices. So, and in Germany, it does have a specification about the login.
So there's actually a lot more going on, and it's just
there's a lot more stuff going on with these sites that create these echo chambers.
Well, this is the thing. In reality of everything, we see this chaos, we see all this fearful shit.
But you're not seeing it while you're walking down the street.
Because
unless you live in those areas.
Because in reality, a lot of this is exaggerated and is most likely even better than what you think it is. Like what you said, I didn't know that the governments themselves are fucking putting lawsuits out to a company that is telling me all this terrible shit.
Yeah. Well, it's Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Google.
Yeah.
They're the ones in the most polite. And that's why these news sources and all that are pushing such extreme narratives and stuff. Yeah. Is because that's what gets clicks. So they get money from Google. And Google pushes that narrative too.
And I think
they are creating echo chambers, which has created the problem.
See, I think the reason why that the union of the alphabet companies has started, because there is that Netflix episode where people explained all this in great detail, how the algorithms work, what it is they do, how you are literally being seen and shit are being posted to you. Now, of course, I will say, and there's ways to use an algorithm that's not, you know, invasive, and would honestly probably
Linux.
Yeah.
Take Linux for an example. It's a coding. Well, it's not an algorithm. It's a coding platform, but it's open source, not free source. Free source is they can still take your code, do whatever what they want to do with it. Open source is where whatever you do, the company itself can't take it and stuff without telling you, or at bare minimum saying, "Hey, we're going to fucking use this now. And then that makes it go from open source to free source. All free things have something else on the back end, taking information, you agreeing to them just sending you bullshit.
All that porn we watch.
It's all that information. It's cool.
That explains all the weird games that have been advertised to me. No, trust me. I've had to actually flag ads on YouTube for being inappropriate.
You know, Pornhub has a share button that allows you to share it to Facebook, and my biggest fear is like,
my biggest fear is like
knocking my phone over and it clicks it.
I didn't know that was a thing. Wow,
yeah,
we went on to most porn sites. We went on to another level of controversy.
Yeah, no. I'm sitting back like, yo, who the fuck is actually using this to share?
Well, there's like that.
I've used it one time. I've used it one time because I found a funny one. It was just for shits and giggles. This is the only time I ever looked up porn to like laugh and stuff.
I did a lot.
I looked up Trump, and I found a gangbang where everyone had printed out Trump faces. And the only reason why I shared it was the first comment, the top voted comment, since that's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a Pornhub's YouTube.
We're ending this controversy.
Pornhub's
on
sexy
porn,
YouTube. But no, the top-rated comment was someone who was verified calling themselves Mike Pence, saying, why was I not informed of this? And I'm like, yo, the triple OGs in the house. If that was actually Mike Pence, it's way better. But it probably wasn't. One guy got verified as God on there.
Probably.
No, okay. I've seen the meme circulating.
So I got a story that recently happened. We're ending this episode on two porn stories so that we don't have to only have political shit. Still controversial for you guys. So my story is, I was curious because I'm Christian. I'm like, I wonder what happens if I put Christian on it. A lot of it was weird. A lot of it was titled as like, enjoying my sins and a lot of crosses everywhere. I'm like, this is weird. I saw this, a literal porn podcast about a man named Christian.
Oh, you know there's fucking reviews videos on there? I've been suggested them before. I'm like, why the fuck?
I've come across those, but this guy named Christian is considered the most controversial porn star, male porn star, because he literally would do any kind of woman. Midgets, fat bitches, fucking transgenders, fetishes, normals, he does them all with no hesitation. He said on the cast, I listened to like a few minutes of it because I was curious. He said that he has two different websites he works on. They insinuate the women and that he can't have a website for himself because, you know, no one watches the porn for the man. But to be honest,
unless you're a man. But your porn have women in it?
Oh, my man's so loyal, he doesn't even watch porn with women in them videos.
Honey, I'm sorry to tell you this. Yo, your guy's gay. And that's a good thing.
Apparently. I'm not gay. No.
I'm not gay.
I gotta start that reference over. You're gay, bro. I'm not gay. I have relationships with women and sex with men. Bro, I got something to tell you. That's fucking gay.
Oh, no. I saw a meme where it was a guy talking about, How he's only ever had sex with one woman. He's like, I've only ever had sex with one woman. The woman I married. We've been married for 15 years now. Before that, I fucked a lot of men, though. And I'm like, Yo!
Just off the rails.
It makes you think he's like one of those like traditional families. No. It's just a shit poster.
This isn't the nuclear family. This is a fucking shit poster.
It's a bisexual. The magical creatures of Neverland.
Well, that was definitely fun to talk about. Go through all the controversy, but I guess we're out of time.
Sorry for it being less comedy this one, more ranting, but
some of that was pretty fucking
funny.
We
needed to talk about this shit. Like,
it's important.
We had an episode planned today to be about Donald Trump, and then someone decided to slap their dick all over the fucking Congress.
In the name of Donald Trump, like these libtards. I'm kidding, of course. But
actually, you know the guy everyone's making Skyrim memes about and stuff? Yeah. He's actually been seen at Antifa and BLM rallies, too.
Some dumbass said that a tattoo from a game called Destiny on his neck was an Antifa tattoo, but, you know, fucking gamers.
No, fuck. I got Destiny 2 right over there, bro.
Yeah, fucking gamers knew exactly what that was. But,
no, he has actually been photographed dressed the exact same at Antifa rallies, too.
Probably.
He's kind of there just to be at those kind of things.
I don't know. He was actually.
Thing is, since he went into the Congress building,
he was actually speaking ahead, like as the head person to people. When they actually spoke to people, he was actually speaking as the head person at one point. Ooh. So, I guess to end this off, in case you're wondering what our credentials are to say all this, we're just two Americans who love our country and care for our fellow Americans. And we don't believe for seconds that anyone's voices should be silenced. And all we're here to do is simply give you another point of view on everything going on.
Speaking of voices being silenced, fucking YouTube and Twitter are just going crazy. So,
Good thing
we're going on Spotify!
Never get YouTube, though.
Just add a fucking redneck yee.
Yep. So, we'll hopefully have the Trump episode next time, but if things are changing and escalating much as it is, we might end up only improvising episodes because of how things are going.
We're going to start being more like TimCast, then. Well, they're semi-prepared, but that's more just news articles, but then they're just talking about what's going on and stuff.
It won't be a consistent thing of politics. We already promised you guys that. So, we'll try and get that Trump episode out of the way next time. If we don't have that guest, if we have the guest that we've been telling you about... Or a guest.
He was supposed to be here this weekend, too. And stuff. Like, he told me today he'd be here.
Yeah, might not happen. But
I have a feeling, since he just re-enlisted in the army and stuff, he might just be leaving me on and stuff.
Who knows? But we'll try and get that Trump episode out of the way and get back on our normal, just random stuff. We'll see you guys in the next episode.